The most important thing people should understand about freedom is that freedom is not something you have. Freedom is something you need to struggle for. It's something you need to develop. If you go around feeling, I have free will, anything I choose, my food, my dress, my politician, this is my free will, you're the easiest person to manipulate. Because you have no curiosity about where do my desires come from. You have this fantasy that, I don't know, you have some tiny free will inside your head, and you just choose whatever you want freely. If this is the case, there is nothing to investigate. The answer to every question, why did you choose this? It's my free will. In reality, we know, and this is not something new, this has been happening throughout human history. Many of our choices, our desires, they are influenced by cultural factors, by political campaigns of propaganda, by biological processes in our body. If you really want freedom, you need to be curious about the process that shapes your desires, your choices, and how to be more careful about all these kinds of manipulations. We are also gaining the ability to change our bodies and to change our mind in ways that were never possible before. So this turns a lot of very old, you know, philosophical and spiritual questions into practical questions. And I think this means that we need to give more attention to things like philosophy, like history, like spirituality in the education of young people, but to understand them correctly. It's not, you know, religion. Religion is the exact...
That could go wrong very quickly.
Yes, religion is the exact opposite. Religion is when you have some story and you force people to believe in it